This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
It's a good day when you can end the day and say, I love the Lord my God with all my heart and with all my soul today. And you know, it's a good day when you can say, I actually obeyed the Lord today. There was something I felt prompted in my spirit to do. I read something in the Word of God and I did it. I followed through, and it's a good day. It's a good day when you walk in the ways of the Lord, and it's a good day when you reject the idols of the culture and you say, I'm not going to worship the gods of this age and the God of the world system apart from Christ. I'm going to worship the true God. And you say, how do you know all those things? Those are a good day. That's what we're going to read today in the Word of God as I give you an end of the year message for all of us. On it's up to you. It's a choice that you make. And I'm indebted to Dr. Henry Blackaby. Henry Blackaby wrote the book Experiencing God. Henry Blackaby says the end of the year serves a twofold spiritual purpose. I've never heard anyone say this before. But everybody in the first two services said, that spoke to me today. Here's what Blackaby says. The end of the year, November and December, has a corrective capacity, a corrective component. That God wants to correct something in your life. There's something going on in your life, an attitude towards somebody that you work with, an attitude towards somebody in your family. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to correct that at the end of the year. As you come up to the new year, we're going to correct that this year. And then he says it's not only a corrective component, but there is a preparatory component where God uses the end of the year to prepare you for something that you're going to be doing, saying, or thinking. I think he's right. Every person in this room can think of something the Lord needs to correct at the end of this year before the 31st. And everybody in this room can think of something the Lord perhaps is preparing you for, and he's using the end of the year for corrective and preparatory purposes in your life. We're going to read an interesting passage that I've never preached from before in my life. It's where Moses, God's man, is giving a message to the people of Israel. They're on the east side of the Jordan River in Israel, and they're about ready to cross over into the Promised Land. They've been wandering for 40 years. And they're getting ready to cross over into the Promised Land, and he gives them a word. And I want you to notice how simplistic it is. It's not involved. It's not deep. In fact, even Moses said, this isn't rocket science, so to speak. He said, this is simple. I want you to follow along as I read from Deuteronomy 30 in the Old Testament, beginning at verse 11. Moses says this, now what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It's not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. This is interesting. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you, I'm not suggesting this. He says, I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands. But listen to the warning of verse 17. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, and if you're drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you this day that you will certainly be destroyed. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life. Get that? He didn't say the Lord will show you life. The Lord is your life. And he will give you many years in the land he swore to give your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.